So the reading is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10, which is on page 1183 in the Bibles. So you've got the blue ones on the chairs. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority.
Well, let's look at that together. I'm just going to pray and ask for God to help us to get this. Father, we thank you that you speak to us. Thank you that you're a God who wants us to know you and to know what you want. Lord, please open our ears and our hearts so that we will receive your truth and walk with you. Amen. So I want you to imagine two people who sign up to a health and fitness course. It sort of gives you diet and exercise regime that will get you into shape. And these two people, one of them is called Phil. He signed up to the course. He pays his subscription. He tells everyone he's doing the course, this fitness and dieting course, but he doesn't actually do the exercises. And he generally ignores the diet. He's signed up to the course. He's even announced it, but he's not getting any fitter. On the other hand, Samantha signed up, and she is getting fitter. She is doing all the exercises, but she's also reading up about all sorts of other exercises and all sorts of other diets, and so she's mixing and matching all those things. She is really going for it, but she's now adding in lots of other things. Now, this sermon is not a comment on whether you should take exercise or mixed diet plans or anything like that, but we're using physical training as a visual aid for spiritual training. So, Phil, we want to think about a spiritual Phil and a spiritual Samantha. So the heart of his concern is for two types of people. One is the spiritual Phils, the signed up but not growing Christian, and the spiritual Samantha, the growing but being drawn somewhere else Christian. And Paul's message is clear. To the spiritual Phils, signed up but not growing, they're called to live out their new life in Christ, to be built up and strengthened in the faith. For the spiritually keen, the spiritual Samanthas, Paul says, grow in Christ. Don't move somewhere else for growth. And if you're here and you're not yet a Christian, you're not yet received Christ as Lord, then I'd want to say, first of all, please do trust in Jesus. It's great. And I hope as we go through what we see with these two characters who are looking for spiritual growth, you'll see reasons to trust Jesus, reasons that he is good news. So, firstly, this is for the spiritual Phils, grow in Christ. That's where the emphasis goes. Grow in Christ. You see, it's not enough to just hear about Jesus being amazing and kind of nodding our heads. I mean, Jesus is amazing. He's the Son of God who made the universe and who makes the invisible God visible. The Creator who enters his creation, even tasting our death in order to overcome it for us, who gives everlasting life. Jesus dies for those who were enemies in their minds and whose lives were full of evil that he could never allow into his kingdom. But he died to reconcile us to God, to make peace, his blood providing forgiveness. And he's given his spirit to live in his people, and all spiritual blessings are now our rightful possession in Christ. And yet think of this spiritual Phil. He's a Christian who lives as if Jesus is primarily a life insurance policy. I ticked my box. Yes, I want this policy. I want eternal life when I die. And I pay my weekly subscription. I come to church every week. But otherwise, I forget about Jesus. I live my life the same as I did before. And I live my life the same as the people around me. And so Paul urges the Colossians and us, live out the new life you have in Christ. You heard about Jesus, you've received him, you've trusted him, now live your lives in him. You have the God of the universe as your friend, with you always, offering you all that he has. verse 9 of Colossians 2. For in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you've been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Jesus himself says that what he offers is life to the full. Full life is found in Jesus. Life lived with the God of the universe as your friend, holding your hand as you walk through life, giving you guidance at every moment when you come to decisions, giving you power by his Spirit to live his way. Jesus is the one in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom, so that when we face the complicated decisions of life, we've got someone helping us. Jesus came and offered us forgiveness for our past and power to live as the people God intended by seeing God revealed in Jesus, by trusting him and walking with him. So, of course, none of us are the finished product. We're promised that if we trust in Jesus, whatever our lives look like, if we're trusting in Jesus and trying to walk with him, it might be a complete mess, but one day it's going to be glorious. One day God is going to make our lives glorious. We'll have eternal life with him, a wonderful inheritance. But we also don't want to waste our lives here and now. Paul wants the Colossians to be fully mature in Christ. In fact, he wants everyone to be fully mature in Christ. Because he says living Jesus-shaped lives is the best thing ever. It's what God intended for us. So we need to be living our lives in him. We need to be walking step by step going, I want to walk in Jesus' footsteps. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to be built up in him. I want my life to be shaped like him. I need Jesus strengthening me. I'm to constantly be relearning God's kindness to me in Christ. And so always overflowing with thankfulness. And so some of us need a little bit of a push this morning. Don't be a spiritual Phil. Signed up to the most amazing and effective personal transformation program ever, and yet sitting back and doing none of it. Jesus wants you to grow. He wants you to grow to be more like him. So let your faith lead you to action. May your daily life be one of walking with Jesus and getting to know him better and following where he leads and knowing his help with you as you go through the struggle. Grow in Christ. But having urged that sort of growing, Paul then urges us to grow in Christ. Because some people who are keen on growth and personal transformation, the spiritual Samanthas, are in danger of going, I'm going to have everything. I'll have, yes, Jesus is good, but I'll add in some Buddhism because that might help me as well. Or I'll add in something else. I'll just look everywhere because I want to grow so much. They begin with good news about Jesus, forgiving their sins. They trust that. Perhaps they then think, the Christian life is slow progress. And they begin to look around for something that will do it better. And that's why Paul gave that warning in verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. Now don't be misled by the word philosophy. Paul is not saying, don't go and study academic philosophy at university. And if you're not doing that, you're fine. Philosophy is more like worldview, sort of package for life. So if you're doing a fitness course, that's part of your philosophy, or it's part of a worldview. And he's saying, look, there could be intellectual, academic philosophies, ways of life, ways of thinking, but there could also be that sort of, there's that person who I follow who's, actually, it's not that they think lots, it's that they present well. They have, the aesthetics are good. The package looks good. The cozy life looks good. Whatever it is that holds out a way of life and promises fullness is something that might be leading you away from Christ. It's based on human ideas and human traditions. It promises you happiness, but it takes you away from Jesus. That's what makes it this dangerous thing. And it takes all sorts of forms. We're going to look a bit more at some of them next week, some of the specifically very religious forms that it takes in Colossians 2. But the danger for the spiritually keen is to say, I want to grow. I'm going to take my eyes off Jesus. I'm going to look at something else to help me to grow, to give me joy, to give me peace, to make me holier. So maybe you want to pray more. And obviously that's good. To talk to God more is good. But in your keenness to pray, you become so focused on the act of prayer that you forget the one you're praying to. And you become focused on states of mind or feelings you have or particular places to pray or particular positions to pray in or whatever it is. It becomes not about talking to Jesus, but all about these ways to become really good at prayer that are not actually leading you to Christ. Maybe you want to grow in knowledge of Jesus, which is fantastic. But the way you do that is you decide you're going to read academic theology books. And you're just going to keep doing it more and more and more, and you get immersed into new things, and some of it really opens your mind. But some of these books are written by people who don't believe Jesus is God, who don't believe Jesus died for our sins. And you end up thinking you're getting deeper into mysteries, but you're actually leaving behind the Bible. You're actually leaving behind reading the Bible. You're actually leaving behind the biblical Christ. You desired to grow, but you ended up being led away from Jesus. Or maybe you're looking to fight a habitual sin. You know, there's a sin which you just keep falling into. You think, I really want to change that. It's a good thing to want to change. But you end up deciding to use an atheist philosophy and mindset and set of beliefs to use your mind, to train your mind to fight addiction so that you're not filled up with Christ. And actually, you're building into your life more and more habits that are nothing to do with Jesus, that take you away from him. So the danger takes all sorts of forms, things which seem wise and spiritual, seem the way to fullness and growth, but not leading you away from Jesus. And Paul says, make sure you're growing in Jesus. Make sure you're growing in him. If Jesus is your Lord, if you're living step by step with him, if you're remembering the Jesus you heard about in the Bible and then trusting him, then you can grow. And some of these other things may have their place. You know, learning about different ways of praying is fine, provided you're looking at Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible. Stay rooted in him. Don't say, I so want to grow that I'm going to transplant myself to a different philosophy. Be built up in him. Say, I'm not content with where I am. I want to grow to be more like him. Jesus is the blueprint and the scaffold and the mortar so that I can build a life that reflects the God who made me, the God whose image I bear. And let Jesus strengthen you, the one who you learned of at first. May you continue to get to know him better, and as you walk with him, find he gives you the strength. Keep a deep sense of our weakness and Christ's riches. That's how you overflow with thankfulness. It's not by looking at the struggle you do, it's by looking at God's grace to you. Today I messed up, and God still loves me. The holy God of the universe saw my sin, and he forgave me. The mighty God who rules everything is interested in me and walks with me. Isn't that amazing? It's grace. So grow in Christ, grow in your knowledge of him as you read the Bible, grow in your faith as you walk with him. Wonder at his grace to you as you fall short. Don't imagine that the way to a fuller life or spirituality is found anywhere else but Jesus. Because Jesus is God himself become one of us. All the fullness of deity living in bodily form to give us fullness. So where does that touch you this morning? Is it that you need to sign up to Jesus' life transformation? You need to receive his forgiveness. Welcome him as Lord. Is it that you're a spiritual filth, that you're actually just quite aware of being lazy? That you sign up to the Jesus thing, but you don't really want to grow. You haven't been putting it into practice. And you need to get off the couch and walk with Christ this week. Or are you a spiritual Samantha? You are keen, but you realize actually you've been looking to things other than Jesus to help you grow. And you need to be called back. Live your life in Jesus, grow in him. Whichever we are, Jesus is gracious and sufficient for us this morning. Let me just pray for us before we sing a final song. Father, we thank you. Thank you that at the very foundation of the Christian life is your grace. That when we've done nothing, you did everything. You sent your son to die for us. You provided forgiveness. You provide the Spirit simply to those who trust in Jesus. You have given us everything. And as we think about growing, please help us to keep growing in knowing Jesus and his grace and walking in that day by day. Lord, wherever we are on our journey, please help us to grow in Christ this week. Amen.